Well, hello and welcome to this week's Sunday night, but actually Monday night, Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. Now, apologies, of course, for this going out a day late. I had one of my headaches yesterday. Some of you will know I get them from quite often, actually. It's one of those ones that just wipes me out. I spent pretty much all Sunday in bed trying to recover from it. I did do the live stream, but I really struggled to give it the energy it deserves. And it's something that annoys me. I want to give you the best possible podcast, the best possible presenter that I can. So rather than push through and deliver something half-hearted, I just decided it best to rest and bring it to you tonight instead. Now, thank you as always for your patience, and thank you for being part of this wonderful community. Well, I think part of the reason I had a headache is because of what happened at the weekend. I spent 2 full days at Gardeners World Live, and as always, it was absolutely fantastic. For me, it really is the Gardeners show. It's not pretentious, it's not over polished, it's just full of passionate hobbyist gardeners who just love growing things. My kind of people. Now, the reason I think I got a headache from this, just to reiterate this point, I try and travel light. I used to carry loads and loads of recording equipment and cameras. I realised I weren't using much of it, so I try and travel light. And although I did have a bottle of water with me, I drank it quite quickly, and it was rather hot, and I don't think I drank enough water. And that's my fault. There is water available, but I think in future I've just got to remember to keep drinking lots of water. Now, I saw so many friends, I chatted to loads of brands, of course recorded a main podcast, and that is already out. But this was the last year that this show was held at the NEC. It's now going to move to Pakenham Hall, and I'm actually quite excited about the new venue. A fresh start, new layout, new energy, and I think it's just going to fit the whole show a lot better. Now, I did buy a few things. There was a couple of garden ornaments. I always want something just to add a bit of interest in the garden, and I went for garden ornaments. Some herbs, which are going to be planted in the garden, and, rather importantly, a peony for my wife. Now, peonies are not edible as far as I'm aware, and usually everything in my garden has to be edible. But peonies are my wife's favourite plant. And I plan to move the chickens at some point. And when I move the chickens, we do have a peony already in the garden. I'm not sure the peony is going to survive. So this is just going to be my backup plan. It's just a bit of a peace offering. Just in case it doesn't survive, she's going to still have a peony. Now, throughout the weekend, I spent a fair bit of time around the plant expert stand where Lucy and Saul are usually are. And what I found really quite interesting, Saul kept calling me over just to get some of my thoughts on some of the questions he was being asked. It really was great fun. It was a bit like being part of a team for the moment. And I feel very, very privileged that they thought of me in that same way. Now, to grow your own presence at Gardeners World was brilliant. There were some fantastic grow your own show gardens. Lucy's Make Meter Matter garden was fantastic. And there was even a grow your own stage, which was run by Garden Organic. However, I really would love to see a dedicated grow your own area one day. That would really, really please me. I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we've just got to get more and more grow your own stuff going. Now, today, the seed that we sowed, rather yesterday, sorry, is parsley. And I really like parsley. It's one of those plants that, well, we sow it on the longest day. It will actually last for quite a while. It probably lasts right into winter. It is absolutely lovely. Now, all you've got to do is just simply take a pot, 10, 15 centimetres is perfect, fill it with some good quality compost, and then make sure it's something that's moisture retentive but doesn't clag, and just scatter the seeds over the top. They are tiny seeds, so they don't need to be too heavy or too sparse, just quite a light scattering so they get enough room to really spread out across the pot. You don't need to cover them too much. Parsley really likes germinate to... Sorry, let me say that again. Parsley really likes light to germinate. So just give it a very light sprinkling, a very light sieving of compost over the top, and just let it fall like dust over the seeds. Just enough to cover them, but nothing more. Then you water. Make sure that, you know, water from the bottom is what I always recommend with seeds, so that the water soaks up through the compost. Place it in a tray, fill the tray up with water, and let the water soak up. Now, parsley can take 3 to 4 weeks to show itself. So don't panic. Don't poke. Don't go digging around. Just let it do its thing. And when the seeds finally appear, they will look delicate, almost fragile, but they are tough. And then they are quite tougher than they seem. Once they're big enough to handle, you can thin them out or pot them up into bigger pots. If you've sown them in their final container, because you can sow them direct, you can just let them grow into a lovely bushy clump. Now, as I said, parsley will keep going right through the winter. If you give it a bit of shelter, it really is a long-term friend in the garden. Now, as you know, on a Sunday, I like to give you something that gets you thinking. And what I really want to hear is your thoughts on something that I mentioned earlier. What would your perfect grow your own area look like at a big gardening show? Now, I've seen hints of it at Gardeners World Live, the grow your own stage and show gardens with veg, mushroom growers, the talks. But if you could have a dedicated grow your own zone, what would it include? Workshops, demonstrations, seed swapping hud, composting corner, children's growing area, display of unusual edible plants, anything like that. Email me your ideas and I would love to hear them. And perhaps we can influence something in the future. A few years ago, many years ago, there was the Edible Garden Show, which unfortunately wasn't quite a success, which is a shame because it was a good show, but financially it wasn't a success. And that was exactly what I wanted to see. You know, it was all about edible gardening, and that included fruit, flowers, everything edible. And that's what I want. Just a whole stage dedicated to edible, a whole area dedicated to the edible side of things. So we'd have a stage there with talks going on dedicated to edible gardening. We'd have demonstrations on how we can make espaliers and things like that. We would have sales purely of vegetables or veg plants and things like that. That's how I would do it. The entire area is just about edible gardening. But what would your thoughts be? What would you like to see? Now, that brings us to the end of the slightly delayed Supporters Club podcast. Thanks so much for sticking with me. Thank you for your support. And thank you so much once again for being part of this community of growers. Have a fantastic week. Enjoy your gardens. I know it's going to be a very hot one this week, so please do make sure you drink plenty. Your gardens, water in the morning or at night, but don't try and work on them in the heat of the day. Just take it easy and look after it. Right, thanks so much. I'll speak to you again next time. Until then, please take care.